Reading for today, the Visitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary, which of course was after the birth of our Lord, had in the readings yesterday and the day before. The importance of Our Lady, especially in this Advent season, the importance of Our Lady in preparing us to receive Jesus at Christmas, to receive our Lord every day, to receive the graces from God, to prepare ourselves in our relationship with God. Our Lady has that central role, that important role, that first role. As we see in the Gospel, Our Lady, we look at the person of Our Lady here. She's just found out she's to be the Mother of God, and she wants to immediately humble herself and practice charity. She wants to go in haste to help her cousin Elizabeth. And what is she going to do there? She's going to serve. She's going to perhaps wait at table, wash, clean, sew, help. This is what the Mother of God is going to do. She who is exalted far above all the angels and saints is going to serve and to humble herself and to be a servant. And imagine the thoughts of Elizabeth here, the greatest, the queen of heaven and earth, who she knows is the queen, is coming to serve her, and to wait at table perhaps and act as a servant in her house, and how humbling that must have been for Elizabeth. She goes to do this, but we see she, as soon as she speaks to Elizabeth, it is her word that stirs the child John the Baptist in her womb and fills the child and Elizabeth with the Holy Spirit. It is her word that starts it all, triggers it off, this action of the Holy Spirit, how the Holy Spirit works in tandem with Our Lady. She's that beginning, that sign, that catalyst of the grace of God in Elizabeth and in our life. And what does Elizabeth do? Filled with the Holy Spirit, prompted by the Holy Spirit, she cries out in a loud voice. She shouts, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of our Lord, my Lord, should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant leapt in my womb. Blessed are you among women, that what was spoken to you by the Lord will be fulfilled." All of this in a loud voice, shouting by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit made her shout out these praises of Our Lady. And this is a message to us, a lesson to us, that we should be shouting out, so to speak, the praises of Our Lady in our heart and in the world, in our theology, in our Mariology, in our prayers. We should be shouting out the praises of Our Lady, because this is the will of God, that we exalt Our Lady as God has exalted her. We exalt her for our benefit, for our spiritual benefit, for our help in relating to God, loving God, by going to God through her. And we see the order here, as she says, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." She's blessed first, so that we can be prepared to bless God in the way that He deserves. We go to God through Our Lady. We love God by first loving Our Lady, by turning to her and asking her to prepare our hearts with love for God. "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." Jesus, she's with our Lord, they're together. They're not separable in our spiritual life. They have to go together in the plan of God. So we see the importance of Our Lady in this gospel passage, the importance of Our Lady that the Church has always upheld from the very beginning, throughout the centuries of the Church, the importance of Our Lady, which has been downplayed since the Protestant Revolution, but also even in the Catholic Church, she has been downplayed by certain Catholic so-called theologians. who have been minimizing Our Lady, trying to lessen her role, certainly prompted by temptations from Satan, who is always trying to reduce the role of Our Lady, she who has humiliated him, has crushed his head, and continues to crush his head throughout the centuries. Through her faithful followers, we are to exalt Our Lady and resist the temptations of Satan and those who want to minimize Our Lady. And if we do that, we minimize the plan of God for our salvation. If we do things out of the order of God's order, His plan. So let us obey God, let us serve God, and in exalting our Lady in our heart, in our spiritual life, and let us shout out with joy and with love for God by loving Our Lady and shouting out her praises, and then we will see how we grow in holiness, how we grow in love for God as He has planned and desires.